So in this way we see up this entire hypotenuse, the whole process of evolution is covered, from the amoeba through man, that is to say unenlightened man, to Buddha, that is to say to enlightened man. So science and religion, the lower and the higher evolution, are embraced in one single vast sweep. And this is, I'm sure, to anyone with a little imagination, one who can, as it were, close his eyes and see it all growing and developing and efflorescing from the very first beginnings, up all those innumerable steps and stages, the whole painful, slow ascent of life, culminating, at least for the present, in man. And I repeat, at least for the present, in man. This can be, or this surely is, a most inspiring, even a most invigorating prospect. But it's time we returned to perfect effort. We're after all concerned with that. This is only the background of perfect effort. But how is it the background of perfect effort? Perfect effort is the sixth step of the noble eightfold path. And we may say that the noble eightfold path, strictly speaking, corresponds to, or formulates, the fourth stage or fourth section of our evolutionary process, D. That's the Eightfold Path. Or we may say that in a very general sense, the Eightfold Path corresponds to the whole process of the higher evolution, beginning from 2 up to 0, that is to say, comprising sections C and D. Now, that if we regard the Eightfold Path very strictly, even radically, then it corresponds only to D. But if we're a little bit lax, and take into our account even sort of half-hearted efforts to follow the Eightfold Path, as most of our efforts are, well then, the Eightfold Path covers C and D, and not only D. Now, as our chart, as our drawing illustrates, the lower and the higher evolution are continuous. But in a sense, again, they're not continuous. There are, in fact, important differences between the two, between the lower and the higher evolution. And it's one of these differences between the two, between higher evolution and lower, or between lower and higher, which is illustrated by perfect effort. And with this we must close. Lower evolution is collective. It's the species which evolves as a whole, rather than the individual. In a sense, at this level, there is no individual. But the higher evolution is an individual affair. One individual may outstrip another, can evolve ahead, as it were, of the whole of the remainder of the human race. And this possibility presupposes self-consciousness, presupposes awareness, and it's for this reason that we speak of the conscious evolution of man. And it also presupposes effort, individual effort. And this is why perfect effort figures so prominently in the Buddha's Noble Eightfold Path, corresponding either to stage D or to C and D. Now, we've all evolved to our present level, whatever that may be, the present human level, collectively. We've come up together for the most part. But further progress requires each person's personal and individual effort. In other words, requires perfect effort. Effort to prevent, effort to eradicate, effort to cultivate, effort to maintain. And if we keep that up to the very end, then we shall reach the end of the path, nirvana, Buddhahood, reality.